Welcome to the Dynamics of Everyday Life, where we demystify some tricky concepts and get to know ourselves a little bit better. Welcome back to the Dynamics of Everyday Life. Today I'm continuing with the topic that I began in the last episode, where we talked about the repetition compulsion, the drive that we have to repeat behaviours with the aim of mastering past hurt or wounds or getting our needs met. The aspect that I'm looking at today is one way that we trip ourselves up, by looking in the wrong place to get our needs met. I'm not one for inspirational quotes or sayings. I can't remember them, and I often find them superficial and meaningless, unless it's something Maya Angelou said. I don't think anyone could ever find her unforgettable or superficial. However, when I was doing my coach training, one of the trainers said something I've never forgotten. Don't go to the DIY shop for milk. What she was referring to is the habit that we can have of looking to get our needs met by people who either can't or won't meet them. We then get frustrated and angry, and the relationship can suffer at this point due to miscommunication and misunderstanding. Let's look at this in detail using the milk example. You want to buy a pint of milk. Nothing wrong in that. You're absolutely well within your rights to want to buy a pint of milk. You go to your local DIY shop. In the UK, this would be somewhere like Homebase, Screwfix, B&Q, etc. You get the picture. It's full of paint, hammers, ladders, garden furniture, etc. But no milk, because it's never sold milk. It doesn't advertise itself as selling milk. It's not known for selling milk. However, in standing amongst all the paintbrushes and light fittings, you get incredibly frustrated because there are things there, but not what you want or need. You may even get cross with the shop employees who are understandably confused because you're asking for something that they can't give. It isn't the DIY shop's fault that it doesn't have milk. It never said that it would. And you're not wrong for wanting milk. The problem is where you're looking to buy the milk. If we look at this structure, we can see that there are lots of things going on here. You have a need for something. Most likely this is an emotional need. We all have instinctual needs that we're driven by. A lot of the time these are unconscious. We then search for where we can get that need met. This is where some interference might come in. We talked a while back about transference. This is the acting out of our unconscious responses to a primal figure from our past onto someone in our here and now, and it's inappropriate to the situation. In our DIY shop example, maybe the unconscious hook is that we used to go to large industrial estates when we were small to do the food shopping with our parents, and this is what we're responding to and get drawn back to. Or even that the big supermarkets can stock DIY goods, so why doesn't the reverse work? But it can't give us what we need, so then the frustration and possibly the hurt comes in. When we feel frustrated and hurt, this can cause us anxiety because we're unsure about the future. Our ego, remember, this is the part of us that helps us deal with reality and is essential to us. It's not the negative thing that popular culture assumes it to be. Then activates its tried and trusted favourite defence mechanisms to protect us from any real or perceived threat that there might be. In the case of being disappointed and frustrated by a relationship or situation, this can include projection. The fear is that you're wrong for asking, but as this is unbearable to you, you project it into the other person and decide that they're wrong for not being able to give you something. You decide it's the DIY shop's fault that it doesn't have any milk. They should be able to meet your needs, which you're perfectly entitled to be asking to be met. You could even be thinking, in some DIY shops they have soft drink machines and sweets, so it's not as if they don't offer food. So why can't they meet your need for milk? By doing this, we don't have to look at why we went there in the first place. We can then displace our anger at the situation, or unmet need, onto where we are looking for it to be met, in this case, the DIY shop. If we look at it in terms of our personal relationships, we can see how this situation can get very complicated very quickly. We have a need that we want to be met. Let's say it's to feel emotionally supported. I'm sure we can all relate to this situation. We have someone in our lives who we think either should be able to do that because of the role they play, or could be because of something we see in them or want to see in them. But not everyone is able to do this. We have these wants and desires and look to the other person to meet them, and they don't, for a variety of reasons. Maybe we've never told them what our needs are. Maybe we don't consciously know what our needs are. Maybe we don't want to know what they are consciously because it scares us. So our unconscious keeps these desires firmly repressed away. For some people, needing to feel emotionally supported is very scary, which is why it gets repressed away. Maybe the other person is not in a position, for whatever reason, to be able to be emotionally supportive towards us, which can bring up all kinds of defensive behaviour from them if they start to feel inadequate or that unreasonable demands are being placed on them. Or maybe they just don't want to emotionally support us. They don't feel it's their role, or they have their own stuff going on. Then our defences kick in and we can start to get angry and frustrated with the other person for not giving us what we need. At this point, we really could be back at playing defence mechanism bingo. There's opportunities for, at the very least, projection, projective identification and displacement to crop up. I think my go-to in situations like this would be rationalisation, where we attempt to give ourselves valid reasons for our feelings and behaviours to make ourselves feel better. Of course I'm cross with this person. They aren't doing what I want them to, and they should be doing what I want them to, because what I want them to do is obviously reasonable. As we looked at earlier in the example of the DIY shop, I should be cross at the DIY shop because they stock bottles of water and sweets, so they should be able to give me what I need. But when we look at it objectively, there's no reason why the DIY shop should be giving you what you need if it's not within its remit. There's no reason for you to be cross at it. Maybe disappointed, because we will feel disappointed when our needs aren't being met, but not angry. So how can we stop ourselves looking for our needs to be met in the wrong place, from going to the DIY shop for milk? First of all, let's get really clear on understanding what our needs might be. This can be tricky, as the unconscious isn't going to let us in without a fight. And we might have all kinds of complicated feelings around our needs. We might not want to accept that we have particular needs. Maybe we don't want to feel dependent on people by wanting emotional support, so we repress it. We can also have elements of the repetition compulsion coming in here too. We could be looking to heal a primal wound in the wrong place, which adds an extra layer of complexity for us to work with. This can be a challenging piece of work to start with and isn't going to happen overnight, so take this one step at a time. Then, once we start to get an idea of what we might be needing, have a look at who and what support structures you have in place and what might be missing. Be really honest with yourself. Can this need be met in the place where you are hoping it can be? Let's not attach blame if it can't be met where you'd like it to be, but move on to looking for other areas where it can be met. This might be a case of trial and error. Be patient with yourself. The unconscious is going to want to pull you back to tried and tested ways of behaving. So if you find yourself slipping back to old ways of responding, it's normal to have to keep plugging away at this. You might find yourself metaphorically trudging out of B&Q, muttering to yourself, "I would have thought I would have realised by now that they don't have milk." Give yourself some grace with this. It's not easy to break these patterns of behaviour that we've had for years. And look out for where you might be starting to feel some defensive behaviour sneaking in. This is normally an alarm bell for things being a bit out of kilter, and you might be looking in the wrong place for what you're after. We lead busy lives and our minds will always be trying to do things the quickest way possible. Looking at ourselves at this level can be challenging and unnerving as we develop our awareness, so I'd always encourage that you do this at your own speed. If you feel you need some extra help around this, then I've put together a PDF resource sheet and you can find the link for this in the show notes. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Dynamics of Everyday Life. Please hit the follow button for future episodes and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow me on Instagram at The Dynamics of Everyday Life or find me on LinkedIn at Julia Rogers. I'd love to hear from you and hear your thoughts on dynamics. The Dynamics of Everyday Life is brought to you by Coaching 42 and the fabulous team at the Podcast Boutique.